Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast. With me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Guess what, listener?
What?
You're not alone. Okay, May, I have gone into the Congratulations Pine Tree email finally after many months.
Yeah, shit.
And we have many emails. Oh, fuckarootie.
Okay.
There is a gala happening at the San Francisco Art Institute on April 29th.
Hmm.
And there's going to be bars designed by all these different people, including Bonanza.
Bars? Sorry, what's designed by?
Bars.
Like, okay.
Kunstcapades.
Okay.
Favorites. David Janesco and Adam Donnelly. Penelope Houston. She was in that band, The Avengers.
Oh, okay.
Bonanza.
Are these all SFAI people? It seems like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're all alumni. How about it?
Cool.
Go have a drink.
Have a drink on SFAI?
Jack Fisher's got to show up.
Okay. What do you know about it?
Some spammer's trying to sell us something.
I realize you're now reading our fucking email.
Yep. Other cinema / ATA season calendar is up. Jack Fisher has a show up. Can you believe that?
Can you say it so many
it's
more
like
times,
every
please?
They've got another show up.
Did you get three emails from him? That's how long it's been since
Jack
you checked
Fishers,
your fucking email.
I'll tell you.
It's been about 3 months.
Okay, we're up to date now. Oh,
there's
did you
nothing
put
else
a little
there?
Thing on the Ramble? Did you make a new label? You're genius. March 9th, they have Night at the Jewseum. Sparkle. Okay, pal.
All right, pal.
What else is new? That was everything from our email. What else is new?
You see any shows this weekend?
Oh, well, I went to Shapeshifter Cinema.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, there was some weird shit in that show.
I wish to God
I'd
gone. I
want to go there every month. It's so weird. There were so many people there. They were all
really?
Weirdos.
It's free.
It was so cool. Yeah, it was a really cool crowd. They really have a good thing going.
Was someone from, was it, I think it was a 100 Day Action event.
Yeah. So if you listen to our episode with Kathleen and Gilbert, who run Shapeshifter Cinema, you know that it's an expanded cinema evening where they usually focus on just one artist presenting their work. But this time it was like a kind of group screening / enactment of videos and then expanded cinema. Like there was one thing where they had like a live feed camera in like a little diorama box that they were like animating with their hands, basically with like Barbie dolls and like this Trump mask. It was all politically geared work.
Oh, I know.
There was this Trump mask and like, I don't know what, all the a Trump bobblehead.
Oh my God,
like
I hate that I missed
it. Condoms on it and Vaseline. Ooh. And they had a live, I think they were using like Wiggle or something where you can do live green screen. And it was like all these effects going on and this intense digital music and or droning. And it was, it was a lot. It was a little on the nose.
What does that mean, a little on the nose?
It's a little on the nose because they like take Trump. There's like a cage inside the head and there's like people inside the cage. I don't know if they were supposed to represent the Obamas. And then they put Trump in the cage.
In the head?
The mask of Trump.
How big is this? Are you talking about Barbie doll size?
The mask was the mask for a human head.
Okay.
So anyhow, point is there was a lot of very literal imagery, which was powerful in its own way. Maybe slightly on the nose, but
I don't know what that term means.
A little like if you're like, hey, let's make some political art. Like if you're going to be a little, if you're going to go for the nose to be on the nose, you're going to be like, let's get a Trump mask. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's ways you can kind of be a little more nuanced, subtle.
Subtle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
But if you're doing some fucking whatever, some punk rock. It was really good.
I
well put together.
Gone.
Popcorn, beer.
Later on that day, I went to the Berkeley Art Museum.
Oh, how was that? I tried to go there today, and sure enough, it's we're recording this on a Monday, and they are never open on Monday.
That's many museums.
I learned
are
that
often
from
closed.
Reading the hours posted on the door.
As you were standing in front trying to break in.
Yep. Like a fool. Like a goddamn fool.
So I will admit that I haven't, that was my first time officially in the building.
Whoa.
Not officially in the building.
Didn't you almost go to the gala then you left?
I tried to go to the like the press preview or the event for like arts administrators when I was working at Mills. And I got there and felt so uncomfortable. It was all, I got there also very, very late. So it was like, it was basically ending.
Well, how'd you like it?
I specifically went to see the Anna Mendieta films before they went down, because they went down on Sunday. And it was nice to see them. There were probably, did you see them? There were maybe 10 projections, small, maybe 4 foot, 5 foot wide projections in a single room, a big black dark room. And I just haven't, I haven't seen any of her videos. I've seen like a ton of her like documentation of performances, yeah, which same. I think is what she's primarily, like in my, what I know it was primarily known for. There's some sculptures and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like the, yeah, the like photographs of her earthworks. And
right, right. There was this one piece, do you know, you probably know this piece because there's famous photographs of it where she's sweating blood. And you, the video, it, maybe this is actually always shown as a video, I'm not sure, but I feel like I've also seen still photos of it, but she's just standing there with her eyes closed and you just see her face, maybe her neck to top of her head, and over a period of time, not that long, maybe 6 minutes, you see her forehead start to get wet, like with sweat. So maybe there's like a heat lamp on her or something. Mm-hmm. And then slowly but surely she starts to sweat, and the sweat is red. So there was another video piece, maybe this is in Iowa City, I'm not sure, but it was clearly in a urban environment, and there was a stain on the sidewalk. And the video was of people walking down the street and basically seeing how they responded to this like dark red kind of stain on the sidewalk. And most people walked by it, but then as the video goes on, people kind of slow down and like their heads are like turned as they walk past. And one woman comes back with her umbrella stick, her umbrella, and she pokes it because there's like some texture, like it almost could be, it looks maybe like it's dirt or it's like blood, like congealed or collected blood lying there on the street. That's kind of interesting. Some people just walk by without even looking at all.
Well, I can tell you that while she was teaching at Iowa City Public School, her fellow University of Iowa student, Sarah Ann Otten, was raped and murdered.
Okay.
And that is influenced a lot of the work she was making at that.
It's terrible.
I'm a slow reader.
And then the museum has this show that they just opened called Hippie Modernism.
Oh, yes.
And I saw some of that, but I was there at like 7:30 maybe, and I was really going to see the Mendieta films, and so I wasn't quite in the right like frame of mind to be looking at a very huge exhibition.
Right.
So I didn't spend that much time. I kind of went through the downstairs rooms, and then they have the same stuff we had at Wessup Center.
Bitches.
I mean, I guess that's part of the thing, is like a lot of the stuff was not, I mean, it's a much bigger show than what we had at Mills. But
Mills had a show a couple of years back called West of Center when I still worked at the museum.
Yeah, it was like
had a blowjob video.
Art in the Counterculture.
A film.
From the 1970s.
A blowjob film may soon. Let me be real exact.
By the Cockettes.
Also, FYI listeners, on April 6th from 5 to 7 at the Berkeley Art Museum, they'll be having a political poster draw club.
Oh, cool.
Go over there, draw, and collage your own political poster. Ooh, also on Saturday, April 15th at 1 p.m., Fayette Hauser, Lauren Anke, and Brontez Purnell talk about how reinventions of identity reflected in rock music, performance art, and other flamboyant forms of expression propelled the counterculture movement.
Cool.
Very cool. Uh-oh, Maysoon, Country Women Revisited. Remember that at Mills? We already had this show, bitches.
I didn't want to say that. That's up to you to say. I just was, you know, part of it was I just wasn't in the mood to see a huge show.
I hear you.
One of those shows with a ton of ephemera posters.
That's a lot to deal with.
It's not my favorite kind of show. Not to say it's not important. It's just not my favorite.
Okay, Mason, remember in the last couple episodes I've been talking about how people need to invest in Canadian weed companies up in Canada?
Oh, wait, Jimbo was going to comment on this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have seen the error in my ways.
Ooh.
Okay. Because, you know, first off, the...
You got people losing money coming at you?
Well, no, not that. Just that... I was listening to the Anti-Police Terror Project just had a talk, a public talk recently, and they really went into the how, like, now white people are making tons of money off of something that black people are still in jail for.
Fuck, yeah.
And so that's bullshit. And also I got a message from a listener about this really cool nonprofit called the Hood Incubator. Connecting the underground market to the green economy, and so basically like giving people resources to like know your rights as a weed grower and like, you know, help people start their like above board business.
Right.
You can join, and the Hood Incubator has monthly programming to educate, empower, and build community by creating a network of underground cannabis entrepreneurs who've transitioned together.
Underground cannabis entrepreneurs?
Well, so people that were doing it on the down low,
mm-hmm.
giving them a path to make it enter the legal market.
Mm-hmm.
So programs include community skill shares and legal workshops to like help you know your rights, your mm-hmm. legal rights and stuff. So check them out at hoodincubator.org. You can donate, or if you're a weed grower and you're trying to find a pathway to doing it, you know,
above board,
you can join. You can become a member of this. Anyhow, just putting it out there. I hear, I learn, and I listen.
I think that's great.
Not out of order.
Not always in that order.
Okay, Mason, you ready to get down to brass tacks?
We're down to brass tacks.
We're going deeper down.
Are you feeling nervous?
We're going to the internal brass inside the tack.
Oh, God. Internal mess right now.
AKA the tacks. Ready?
Yeah. Go.
Here's the deal. 2019, I'm moving to Pittsburgh.
I know.
I'm doing it.
I saw it.
How?
Because you posted a picture of Pittsburgh.
Oh, yes.
I was like, oh, goddamn, she's going to go.
I'm doing it, mate, soon. Research assistant Katie Kondo is going to apply to grad school out there. Hopefully she gets in, and I'll spend some time in Pittsburgh. Don't know if I'm going to settle there forever. Don't actually know if I'm going to do this, but I feel excited. Point is, Mason, I would like you and everyone in the Bay Area to come.
All right.
This is what I'll be working on for the next 2 years.
Getting us all out there?
Yep.
Well, if I could apply for residency out there, I would just go ahead and vote out there.
What kind of residency? Like, an arts admin residency?
No, like I live there. I'm a resident.
Oh. Become, get a residence.
Yeah.
A place to live.
No, with
Mason,
you.
Soon we can get a 5-bedroom house for the cost of a studio apartment.
I'm not
going
to go out and live there, though. I'm just going to give up my right to vote here so I can vote there.
Well, let me look into that.
Can't I do that?
Well,
I feel like as long as you're not voting twice.
I think you at least have to have a Pennsylvania driver's license.
Okay.
You come out and get one?
Yeah.
Use my address at my 5-bedroom house.
You're
going
to be my, you're my roommate.
My 50-bedroom house. Okay, let's not write that in sand. I mean, in stone.
In sand.
Let's write it only in sand.
Let's write it in
and
sand.
And let's wash that away in
on
case
the beach,
it may,
really
may
close
be
to
illegal.
Where the waves hit.
We're just testing out some hypotheticals.
We need to do some more research on this.
Mason, here's the deal. Ready? Pittsburgh has more outdoor stairways.
Oh, than San Francisco?
Than San Francisco and Cincinnati combined.
So you got...
Almost.
You got...
Almost. Not quite.
You got Carrie and Sarah on that
exactly.
one.
Exactly. Listen
They're
up,
ready.
Stairwells. You're ready. Three major sports teams. You got the... In baseball, you got the Pittsburgh Pirates.
What's the basketball team? Give me their name.
Oh, I don't know if they got want a NHL. NBA. Right. But you've got the Steelers, Pittsburgh Steelers,
what is
football,
that, football
team,
Fuck
and
that.
Of course the Pittsburgh Penguins hockey team.
That's cute.
How about that, Mason?
But hockey's also
Mason,
really violent.
You've got the Fort Hood, Shoot.
You need to have your like top 10 Pittsburgh for people. Okay, can you do that next week?
Totally.
Top 10.
You've got Mineo's Pizza and Aiello's Pizza, which are locked in Mortal Kombat.
You got probably got a Philly cheesesteak restaurant out there, even though it's Pittsburgh.
Yep. It's very close. It's a mere. It's 8.5 hours away from New York City. A mere 9 to 7 hours away from Washington, D.C. Boston, within a rock's throw. Vermont, you want to go meet up with Bernie Sanders? That's only a day's drive from beautiful Pittsburgh. Only a 3+ hour drive to Columbus, Ohio. All the beauty of Ohio within your reach.
And Pittsburgh, because you want to be in Pennsylvania, swing state.
20 electoral votes. Trump won Pennsylvania by less than 50,000 votes. I think 44,000 votes was the margin.
Wait, he won Pennsylvania by 44,000 votes?
That's nothing, though. That's nothing.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Do you know what the population of Pittsburgh is? But he won. Do you know the population of Pittsburgh, though, Maysoon?
6 million?
305,000. 6 million? Oh. That's more than L.A.
I was thinking Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh, 300, so it's much smaller than San Francisco.
Okay, Maysoon, so here's the real facts of the matter, okay?
Okay.
If you're in Pittsburgh and you want to switch the fucking electoral votes of all of Pennsylvania, you don't even have to leave Allegheny County, the county that Pittsburgh is in. Because Allegheny County, 259,000 people voted for Trump. You only needed to change 40,000 of those people's minds to change the outcome of the electoral votes of Pennsylvania.
Don't fall off the couch, Kate.
Okay.
Can I see that?
This is my master plan, Maysoon. I'm going to go to Pittsburgh.
Is that the whole state of Pittsburgh right there?
This is the state of Pennsylvania.
I mean.
There's Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Allentown. State College.
You're going to surround
state
yourself.
State College is in that county. College area. Mm-hmm. That's why the blue in the middle of the state. Point is, Maysoon.
Kate, I'm all for you doing it.
Here's the deal, Maysoon. Come on out with me, guys. Here we go. There's a world of possibility out there. After the steel industry left Pittsburgh in the 70s and 80s, the population went down by half.
Yeah.
Just like Detroit and all the other Rust Belt, Toledo, where I'm from. I'm sure places in Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to sound like a colonial asshole who's going there to gentrify the place.
Well, you're from here.
I mean, I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Ohio. It would be like going back to
you're
the part
going
of the
to
country
the next state
from.
Over.
Right. But I do want to infiltrate.
Do people
action.
Do that?
I'm saying we got to start, man. We're doing this self-sorting where all the liberals and progressives are sorting out into the states where all the other progressives are, and we're really diminishing our electoral power.
Yeah.
So we got to go, Maysoon. I see
Pittsburgh.
It in your eye. You're ready. You're ready to go to Pittsburgh.
Like, oh.
Look on Zillow. Look at the price and the rent there. No. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but
beautiful botanical gardens. Okay, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra is
Tell me about the art scene there.
Nationwide.
Got some museums.
Amazing art locations.
Give me your top 10. Give me your top 10, Kate.
Let me tell you just a few now. You have the Mattress Factory.
Oh, yeah.
Iman lives there now. Teaches at Carnegie Mellon University, one of the greatest colleges
in Pittsburgh,
in the country.
Or Philadelphia.
In Pittsburgh. Oh. Beautiful, beautiful Pittsburgh, Maysoon. You have fountains. More bridges than any other city in America.
Really?
More bridges.
I'm going to fact check all this.
Go ahead. Here we go, Maysoon. You've got a symbol at 5125 Penn Ave in Pittsburgh.
A symbol?
It's a community space for arts and technology.
Nice.
You've got Boom Concepts also on Penn Avenue. A joint workplace / community organization created for the expansion of activity for artists. Future Tenant, also on Penn Avenue. Live on Penn Avenue.
I guess this is the art zone.
A laboratory setting for artists, art managers, and audiences to explore the limits of creative expression. Wouldn't you know it? Garfield Artworks, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination. Aww. I looked at the outside of that building on Google Earth, and it is a beautiful mosaic.
I feel like I've seen that one.
You got the Mattress Factory. Everybody knows the Mattress Factory. Yep. They're famous.
Yeah.
And in that alley is also a writer's residency for writers that are in exile from their home country.
Oh, wow.
Is that cool or what?
Yeah.
And then right next to that, you got the Dave Museum where some guy... Or no,
the Dave Museum.
The Tom Museum.
Sweet.
Where some guy named Tom made a museum out of his house. You got the Mine Factory. That's on Braddock Avenue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, different street.
That's a contemporary art slash rental space slash studio collective. Ooh.
Maybe you can get a studio there.
You can buy a whole damn warehouse for $200,000. We could start a whole new Headlands out there. We could start Acre Residency, Wave Pool, you know, anything.
Yeah.
We could have the Walker Art Center in Pittsburgh. We could start one. You could be the executive director. To be open however many days a week you want.
God, you're freaking me out.
Modern Formations on Penn Avenue, Maysoon.
What's that one about?
It's a performance space also.
It sounds
like
it.
Was founded in 2001 and since then has been committed to contributing to the growing artistic culture of Pittsburgh. Okay?
Sweet.
Check them out at modernformations.com.
Okay.
Organized by Jennifer Quinio.
Quinio.
Also, the New Kirsch Contemporary Art Center.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Madison Avenue in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Right next to the highway.
Really?
In a nice way. Easy to get to.
Oh, easy to get to. Not like that crazy one in
You've got the Pueblo. Shop, although I don't know if that's still there. Some of these might be a little outdated.
Where'd you find this list?
This is on Phone Book.
Oh.
Have you ever seen it? It's
no.
Like all art things all across the country.
What?
Yeah.
I want that.
And also, Mason, you have Wood Street Galleries. That's, of course, on Wood Street. And that's the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust operates Wood Street Galleries, which features new media artists from around the globe. Located above the T station at Wood Street and 6th Avenue, Wood Street Galleries also houses the Trust's shared office space program, which provides a home and tools for small arts organizations. How about that,
Mason? They've got a lot going on there, it sounds like.
Sure as hell do. And a mere day's drive to Providence, Rhode Island. What do you say, Mason? 2 years you're going to listen to me talk about Pittsburgh.
For all 2 years I'm going to listen to you?
We got
to
do it, people. We can come right back. Okay? You just got to find somebody to sublet your apartment. That's my plan, Maysoon.
I'm happy for you. I'm not sure.
I'm happy for you to come with.
Can I come visit? Is that part of coming with?
Yes.
Just visiting?
Well, visit, but get your Pennsylvania driver's license and get registered to vote.
How long is that? I need to...
I think I'm going to join a Quaker church.
Okay. They're good to...
That's how I'm going to get my baseline community of people.
You're going to try to charge up the Quakers?
Yeah.
I don't know if they go for that.
I think they're politically...
Why don't you go for like the Protestants or something?
Like Presbyterians?
Yeah. Or something. Whatever.
I need people that are on the fence. And they're I feel like Pittsburgh, I can find those people there. You don't want the diehard true believers, the Trumpeteers.
Well, those would be like the Catholics. So you can leave
or
them
the
out.
The evangelicals.
Yeah, forget them. That's why I was thinking the Protestants. Isn't that like what Garrison Keillor is?
He's Lutheran.
Lutheran.
Yeah. Protestants, like all those religions are under the umbrella of Protestantism.
Oh.
There's like, if you're not Catholic... You're Protestant.
And yeah. Then there's all these little sects under there.
You got Baptists, Lutherans.
That explains it pretty easily for me. Never quite understood that.
Our old pal Martin Luther was like, hey, we've got a printing press now. Anyone can have a Bible. We shouldn't have to pay priests and all the bishops and shit to tell us what God wants because we can just read our own damn Bibles. And I'm going to start my own church and fuck you, Pope. And he nailed a thing to the door. And he was like,
Pope.
You can't make us pay to absolve us of our sins. And that was the powder keg that started a whole lot of shit back in the day. I'm sure Pittsburgh had something to do with it.
Oh, yeah. I think so. I think you'd resurrect that
JK.
If you wanted to.
I was like in...
How do you get around Pittsburgh? Is there a train system?
There is a light rail.
Okay.
I've heard that the public transit needs some help, but we'll see where it is in a couple years.
You can get on that, too.
I heard from my brother, who lives in Columbus, that they are talking about, like, kind of how they're talking about having the loop from L.A. to San Francisco train. That's they're trying to make one from Chicago to Columbus, maybe.
Why?
They're having
what's the relationship?
They're having a battle of Midwestern east of Chicago cities to see where the destination will be. Oh. Where then you can just like hop out, drive over if you're somewhere else to wherever the hub is and be like, boom, I'm going to Chicago. Could be in Pittsburgh. Self-driving cars are legal on the road in Pittsburgh.
No, dangerous.
But all the steel magnates like Carnegie and all the rich guys who were out there started all these foundations. And so you have all these museums and things like that, yeah, and universities that were started by these, you know, just like, right, Getty and Rockefellers.
Where is Pittsburgh in the state?
It's far
east, west.
It's on the border. It's close to Ohio. Almost, yeah. It's like right next to West Virginia and Ohio.
Oh. Ugh. West Virginia is supposed to be pretty beautiful.
So is Pittsburgh. They have beautiful hills and trees.
Hills and
watch
trees.
Watch the colors.
You could see the fall
change,
colors.
Guys. Go on a hayride. Go on a corn maze.
I bet you the houses are
ugly.
No.
They're not cute like California houses. Hard to find a cutie house.
I was going to say, what's the word?
Some of them look kind of German.
Shit, man. What's the word when a house actually is like weatherproof?
Insulated?
Thank you. Yeah. Bet you the houses are insulated.
Well insulated. You got to have your air conditioning and your heat.
Ugh, I hate air conditioning.
Got to have the hot times.
Do you think there's any reservoirs for swimming? Any places
totally
to go swimming in there?
They've got two rivers come together, the Allegheny River and the old Monongahela.
Wow. You've been doing a hell of a lot of research on this. Oh, my God.
And they come together to form this weird triangle. And I'm not sure if you want to swim in that water.
Sounds like it might be like an industry kind of channel.
Yeah, well,
especially
and there's
if it's
a lot
a rust
of coal
belt
country out there, and yeah, that's no what they use to process the steel.
You better be careful
there's
with that drinking water.
Quite a bit of pollution. But I'll tell you this much, Pennsylvania has one of the highest insured rates of any state. People are very insured. Insurance, actually health insurance, is one of the biggest industries in Pittsburgh.
I can't talk about this anymore.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, if we iron everything out and all the Republicans are dead in a couple years, I won't have to go. Or converted out of Republicanism.
How do we do that? We need to do like a massive hypnotism.
We got to microdose people with LSD. I've been saying that for ages. We got to put it in the drinking water like
do
the
it
Riddler.
Get
the
started, man. What do you got to lose?
I saw a really interesting video about empathizing. The key thing is people always are waiting for their turn to talk when they're in a conversation. But it's
are they,
really
though?
All about listening.
Do you think people are always waiting to talk?
I think it's like you want to listen and you want the other person to feel like you're listening and comprehending. So you're like really focused on like performing your understanding,
yeah,
to them.
Oh, ooh.
You know, I know I do that.
So do you have moments where you are performing your understanding, you're not quite understanding?
Totally.
Okay.
Especially
so that's not
if
just
I'm
a
asking
thing
someone for directions or like, oh, where a bathroom is.
What? You of all fucking
oh,
people?
Of course. And they'll be like,
oh my
down
God,
the
Kate,
stairs,
you need
through
to watch
the door, up the stairs. And I'll be like, oh yeah, okay, uh-huh, great, okay. And like,
Kate,
be
Kate,
wanting them to
Kate,
know I'm really
can
thankful.
Can I send you a link to this video?
Yeah.
A friend of mine made?
It's all me, man. I'm every character.
That's amazing.
So, well, Maysoon, anything else we need to blast off this week?
We love you, listeners.
We had a listener text in that they were going to call in. We're waiting on that call. Please call in, listener, who said you were going to call.
Call in.
Call, leave a message, and we'll paraphrase it, because they wanted to remain anonymous.
Oh, you can remain
anonymous.
And we anonymous
have journalistic integrity.
We have
here
the utmost respect for you.
And we will keep your identity as private as humanly possible.
It's true.
Not to mention, I have
but
my
not
phone
to
from
each other
2003.
Kate, you've once tried to keep secrets from me from callers or, you know.
Ooh, sometimes I don't even tell Maysoon what's going on.
I don't like that.
I don't even remember
me
what it was, so now the secret's really gone.
I don't remember
because I was
either
the only one who had it. And now it's
but
gone
you
forever
refused to tell me.
Yep.
It's annoying.
Gone forever. Fascinating.
How's that flip phone doing?
I can't send any emojis. I have to go into a special menu to get the parentheses to do a smiley face.
I was just starting to type out to like describe emojis to you instead.
That works.
Like smiling poop pile.
I hate the poop pile, though.
I never use the poop pile.
Send me the sailboat.
Oh, just sailboat pizza saxophone. Yeah. Oh, no.
Sailboat pizza saxophone.
Okay. That's pretty cute. Oh, you must miss that one. That was your fucking signature style.
I know. Oh, well, you know what I want to do with that sailboat, Maysoon?
Go right on to Pittsburgh.
And I want to go from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. Take your sailboat, too. Congratulations.
Pine tree.
That was cute. Take your sailboat, too. Ooh. So many. Ooh. So many.